This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are now jointly demanding that Israel and Hamas return to the stalled talks on the war in Gaza. The three leaders issued a statement Thursday saying only the details remain to get a ceasefire deal and hostage release. President Joe Biden, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, and Emir Tamim al-Thani of Qatar are signaling growing frustration, saying they would accept no excuses from any party for further delay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Thursday that it had agreed to attend the August 15th talks. There was no immediate word from Hamas. Hamas's top representative to the talks was killed July 31st in an assassination widely blamed on Israel. Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation, as his officials say they are fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials remain quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February of 2022, and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. But it could still risk stretching out Ukrainian troops further along the front line. Israel's Supreme Court has convened again to consider a petition to shut down a military prison where soldiers have been accused of abusing Palestinian detainees. The court met Wednesday as new information resurfaced about an alleged sexual assault of a prisoner, including a video purporting to show that